Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, April 10th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, of course, we have to start out with Microsoft's patch Tuesday. As expected, we got a total of 9 bulletins, 2 of which are rated as critical by Microsoft and the remainder being rated important. The first one is the expected in an Explorer cumulative patch. The one thing that we don't get as expected is a patch for the pwn2own vulnerabilities. So that may come some other month. Next, we do have a fix for a vulnerability in the remote desktop connection ActiveX control. That's MS1329. It does allow random code execution. Now, I would be careful with this one. Even if you do not run remote desktop connection, you may still have that ActiveX control. So definitely something that you should patch. And talking about sort of patch priority, those are the two patches out of this patch set that you certainly should take care of rather sooner than later. Next, we do have the first important patch, MS1330. It's a patch for SharePoint and it fixes the default access control lists. What can happen with SharePoint currently? That an authenticated user has access to lists that the authenticated user is not supposed to have access to. Now, the user still has to be able to guess the name of the list, but then of course, for someone that's familiar with the naming scheme because he already has some access to the system, this may not be too difficult to guess. The interesting part is that the exploitability is rated at 3, which means it's hard to exploit that. So not 100% sure what's going on here. And then we have MS1331. It fixes a kernel race condition that then allows privilege escalation. So your usual privilege escalation flaw. We rate this just like Microsoft as important. MS1332 is a denial of service in LDAP, which is of course part of Active Directory. This is mostly a server issue. Now, we did have some discussion among our handlers whether or not ADAM, one form of the Active Directory service, is available on workstations running Windows XP. That's not really covered with this patch, but something to consider. Of course, you shouldn't expose Active Directory to the world in the first place. Then MS1333 fixes a memory corruption vulnerability in the client-server runtime subsystem. Again, something we have had plenty of before. Exploitability is 3, so unlikely that we're going to see an exploit for this. And it's rated important because it's just a privilege escalation vulnerability. MS1334 is the one that I was a little bit curious about in the pre-announcement because it actually fixes a bug in the Microsoft anti-malware client. It does affect indeed Windows 8 and Windows RT and allows privilege escalation to the local system account. The exploitability is 1, so easy. So definitely something where we may see an exploit for soon. And since this is something that's typically running on clients, I wouldn't disregard this flaw because it could easily be used by an attacker to then gain system privileges if they first got only some regular users' privileges. MS1335 again is sort of a deja vu HTML validation in Microsoft Office InfoPath, SharePoint server, Groove server. So these server components do have a cross-site scripting exploit or vulnerability because they don't validate HTML correctly. The exploitability is set to 3, which means it's hard to exploit, which is somewhat untypical for cross-site scripting, in particular since Microsoft says that this vulnerability has already been used in some target attacks. So overall, in this bulletin set this month, we do have a lot of SharePoint server issues. That's probably one of the server parts we really want to focus on this month to make sure that you got that all covered. And then lastly, we got MS-1336, and that's another kernel mode driver exploit. So again, privilege escalation. There's no direct remote execution here, which of course renders this particular bulletin as important, not critical. But well, it wasn't just Microsoft giving us patches today. We also got Adobe's April patches. Three patches total, Cold Fusion. That's of course something that you're interested in if you're running Cold Fusion on a server. Then for the clients, we have two bulletins, one for Flash Player and Air and one for Shockwave Player. Each one of them fixes four vulnerabilities that are all rated as critical. So browsers, big focus, probably what you want to do at the end of the week, Friday or maybe early next week, Monday, is to go to Qualys' browser check site to make sure that all of these patches got applied correctly. Well, and that's it for today. Sorry, we don't really have any time today for anything but patches, but tomorrow we'll be back to our usual diet of miscellaneous news. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.